Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are very grateful for all of you who have come, especially Her Grace Malati Devi, Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. And to all of you, Srila Prabhupada came to Vrindavan when he was about 60 years old. And when most people are retiring from life, he spent 6 years here, more than that, preparing to fulfill the worldwide mission that his Gurudev had given him. When he was 69, he departed from Vrindavan, from Mumbai, then to Calcutta, Mayapur, back to Calcutta, and then he sailed to the west on the Chalatuta. When Srila Prabhupada, in the early days, I think it was around 67, 68, he became extremely ill. Because Prabhupada told his few disciples at the time the best place for him to leave this world was Vrindavan, and also if it was Krishna's wish, the best place for him to get well, to carry on the mission, would be Vrindavan. So when Prabhupada left America then, most devotees had hardly been practicing bhakti for a few months, at the most a year or two, and their guru was leaving with a great likelihood that he was coming to Vrindavan to depart from the world. He's taken his roots in Radha Damodar. But in the atmosphere of Sri Vrindavan, Dali itself became very strong again. And for about the next 10 years, he was traveling around the world. And Srila Prabhupada became, in the end stages in 1977, came to Vrindavan. Also made a trip to London with the plan to go to Gita Nagari in America. But his health was not cooperating, so he especially chose to depart from this world here in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada taught us how to live a life of Krishna consciousness, how to give our life in Krishna consciousness, and how to depart from the world in Krishna consciousness. In Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, he entrusted with all of his sincere and dedicated followers for all generations to come that same mission. He established Krishna Balaram Temple to give people an opportunity from all over the world to come here and learn how to live in Krishna consciousness. by the inspiration that they gain from Krishna Balaram Temple and the Association of Devotees. They're meant to go all over the world and learn to give their lives in Krishna consciousness, which means giving Krishna to others. And Bhaktivedanta Hospice is a facility to accommodate devotees who've given their hearts and souls and lives and devotional service to have the best possible care physically, emotionally, and spiritually, so that they could depart surrounded by loving devotees in Prabhupada's grace, the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram, here in Raman Reti, Prabhupada's eternal home. To depart this world in Prabhupada's home for the purpose of returning to Prabhupada's home beyond this physical body. Of course, we know anywhere a devotee in the world passes from life, physical life, it is supremely all auspicious if the devotee has given their lives to devotional service. But still, it is our tradition to come to Vrindavan to pass from this world, from Mayapur, Puri, holy places. And His Holiness Giriraj Swami had a loving disciple, Nanda Vigraha Devi. And she was passing at that time. You know, her concern for care for people in Giriraj Swami's love for the Vaishnavas. But the seed in his heart, a place to care for devotees who decide to come to pass through this world in Vrindavan. And I believe it was in his home in Carpinteria, California, that we discussed this. And our devotees at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, as well as our congregation in Mumbai, especially Krishna Chandra and others, were very enthusiastic to take full responsibility. It was an incredible effort to put together this hospice physically, the building, to deal with all that it takes in a little place like Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh, India, to build this facility, to train people in hospice care. To actually, from a medical perspective, you know, staff people, pharmacy, medical care, it's actually a gigantic project as far as responsibility. And we very, very deeply and firmly believe on Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our acharyas, message that service to Vrijavasis is a very, very, very dear service to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned us to never, ever consider Vrijavasis to be ordinary people. I was personally, when Prabhupada chastised some devotee for getting an argument with the Vrijavasis, told him to leave Vrindavan. And many of these Vrijavasis are really from birth. They just, in their own special unique way, they love Krishna. So we wanted this hospice to serve the Vrijavasis and to serve those devotees in ISKCON who have given so much of their lives and souls in many ways. After giving everything materially, they don't get much in return. Just get blessings. And these devotees at the hospice They're not going to become rich. They're not going to become famous. But they're dedicating so much money. They've dedicated so much endeavor to build, so much endeavor to maintain, for the purpose of being instruments of those blessings. Instruments of Prabhupada and Radharani and Krishna's blessings here in Vrindavan upon devotees who are in that final journey, the ultimate journey home, then home back to Godhead. So these are the principles and the inspiration of the Bhaktivedanta Hospice. It's a project of nothing but love and care and gratitude toward Vaishnavas. And my reason for speaking and being here today is simply to offer my deepest and most heartfelt gratitude to all of the devotees who are part of this, because it's a thankless task. Very few people notice. Some people even criticize. And these devotees are giving their lives to perform a very, very intimate, beautiful service. And one of the most difficult services, to help people to leave behind this eternal world forever and enter into Radharani Shamsundar's loving embrace. People who are not from Vrindavan, coming from cities and other places to live here and to stay here, to be under the pressure of being surrounded by dying 24 hours a day. It's a great sacrifice. And they're doing it out of love and devotion. Seva. So we just want to know that we recognize you, put your feet on our heads, and with so much love and gratitude.